streams in through the windows as I stand in the living room, patiently waiting for you to get home. I sent you a text message earlier in the day, only saying that I had a surprise for you when you got home. So there I stand, waiting for you to come in through the door. Finally, I hear the sounds of your car pull up in the driveway, and I can feel a rush run through my body. I can hear you walking up the steps, and finally, you come in through the door, dressed up in your work outfit, looking very sexy, but tired and worn out from the day, but with a gentle excitement in your eyes. And as you turn around to face me, you see the surprise that's been waiting for you, and I can see the smile get bigger. Standing in the middle of the living room with a coy little smile on my face, my hands clasped behind my back. I'm not dressed in normal clothes like usual, like you've always seen. This time, I'm dressed in nothing more than a very sexy black bra and a tiny little pair of lacy panties that leave nothing to the imagination. You walk over to me, dropping your jacket and briefcase on the ground, and you smile even bigger. You're happy to see me, but even more excited to see me in the surprise that I mentioned. You wrap your arms around my waist suddenly, and pull me in for a deep kiss. I wrap my arms back around you and kiss you back. The kisses start out slow and soft and gentle, but as time goes on, they become more passionate, more wanting, more needy. And I find myself clawing at you a little bit, running my hands down your chest, down your stomach, teasingly tugging on the waistband of your dress pants, sliding my hand down a little further just to grab and stroke at that cock right through your pants. Almost a taste, a promise of what's to come. I keep on kissing you, but I start to drag you backwards, walking, kissing you as we go. Slowly starting to unbutton that dress shirt as we make it into the bedroom, nearly stumbling along the way a couple of times, of course. I managed to get your dress shirt off, fumbling with it, pulling it down your tan, smooth, muscled arms, throwing it on the floor. As I feel your hands start to make their way down from my waist, down to my ass, grab it a little, squeezing my cheeks in your hands. I start to work at your dress pants, slowly, almost teasingly undoing the belt, making the moment last. I undo the belt and pull it out, tossing it on the floor. And then I unbutton. And unzip the dress pants. And start to pull them down with my hands. Letting them fall carelessly to the floor as I start to pull down on your boxers. But you stop me and toss me onto the bed. Climbing on top of me to kiss me some more. You break from the kiss down my jaw, down to my neck. You nibble and bite a little, sucking on the skin until you leave a little mark. I can hear you chuckle as you go. I don't ask why you're chuckling. I just lay there and enjoy the sensations that your hands, your mouth are giving me. You make your way down to my chest, to my tits. And you kiss your way across the right one, all the way down to my nipple. It's already rock hard. You pull it into your mouth, sucking on it a little bit. Getting it nice and wet, biting on it a little bit. You do that for a few minutes, and then you move on to the left one, doing the same thing. And then you kiss your way down into my stomach. I can feel the heat from your body. You press against me a little. I can feel you getting excited about this, just like I'm excited. As you reach my black little lacy panties, I look down at you and I see you smiling. And you chuckle a little and say, "These are gonna have to come off. I can't exactly taste you. These nice, sexy little panties on now, can I?" I laugh and wink at you and tell you to take them off. And I watch as you gently grasp at them and pull them down my long, smooth legs and throw them onto the floor with the rest of the clothes. Sit up. take off your boxers, not wanting to feel the cramped tightness of the material anymore. Wanting to be just as naked as I am. Oh, you moved in between my legs. Not wanting to waste a bit of time. As you kiss at my pussy lips. Just a gentle kiss. Before he find my clit. My nice, sensitive little clit. And start sucking on it. Oh yeah. Oh, that feels so good. Oh god, don't stop. Oh, I love it when you suck on my clit, baby. Nibbling and kissing on it. Oh, and I moan and shudder from how sensitive it already is. How wet my pussy already is for you. Oh, you keep kissing and sucking on my clit. Oh, as you slip two fingers inside of my waiting, wet little hole. And I can hear a throaty little moan escape from you as you slip your fingers inside and find out how wet and warm I really am. How much I want you. Oh, I want you so bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, keep fingering me, baby. Oh, just like that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, you keep fingering me for a while. Leaving me to moan. And scream. Oh, begging you for more. Oh, bringing me to the edge of that orgasm. Oh, before you stop. Oh, and pull away. Oh, I give you a funny look. As you roll over. Almost with this beckoning look. Get the hint and smile and crawl on top of you, kissing you, giving you the same attention you gave me as I kissed on your chest, kissed your neck, kissed on your chest, all the way down your stomach, waist, until I get to that nice, hard, throbbing cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, baby, it's so hard for me. I can't wait to taste it. I grin up at you as I lick your cock from the shaft bottom. The way to the tip. Swirling my tongue around the tip. Over and over. Teasing you. Hearing you moan. Feeling your body respond to my touch. As I gently wrap my lips around the head. And slide my mouth down over it. feeling it grow and get thicker in my mouth. And playing, my hand gently fondling your balls, pulling and tugging on them gently. You moan and groan your approval, a hand gently resting on the back of my head as I continue to suck on your cock. I suddenly feel you pull me off of you. I can just feel you're about ready to come. You smile down at me as you reach over. Something lying off to the side. And I look and see you've pulled out a pair of handcuffs. You know the ones, the fuzzy ones, the ones with the red fur all around them. The ones that I bought ages ago. But we never got to use them. Remember? You pull them out. Undo the clasp. You undo the clasp. And you put my hands in them. Both of them. And you handcuff me to the headboard. With a cheeky little grin on your face. My hands bound. You hover yourself over me. As I hold on. Knowing I can't go anywhere. And you slip your nice, hard, wet cock. Right inside. Pussy. As you begin to fuck me. Slow at first. But you increase the speed after a while. Your thrusts no longer gentle and slow, but rough and just hard. Skin slapping against skin, fuck me rough on the bed. The handcuffs rattling on the headboard as you do. Oh god, yes, baby. Oh, fuck me. Oh god. Oh, yeah. growling and moaning and whispering in my ear how much you want me, how much you love me, how much you want me to come all over you. Oh, yeah. Oh. We both collapse on the bed, wrapped up in each other's arms, completely spent from our afternoon of lovemaking. You uncuff me from the bed and pull me into your arms as we fall into a gentle slumber. Two lovers.